Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, want you to get to your feet, because we get ready to praise God. We get ready to lift up a name that's high above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that He is Lord. Come on, everybody, sing along with us. Here we go, y'all. Come on. Read about your love.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. It's good to be back on live again on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. It is Saturday again at the 1 o'clock hour, and we're here to encourage somebody on today and let somebody know about the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I just want to start out today. Our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 3rd verse. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So if to you are lost on today, it is our prayer that you be found, that you're touched, healed, delivered, saved, and set free. I just want to read the rest of that 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians in your hearing. And when you have time, certainly you can read the whole chapter, but perhaps on this week you're like me, you've had a trying week. The devil tried you, the enemy was on every hand, and we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ came that we might have life and life more abundantly. And perhaps this scripture speaks to you. As you go on and read 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed." And I just wanted to reiterate that today to someone. Whatever you're going through today, know that Christ is the answer. It's not unusual to have attacks from the enemy, because that's what the enemy does. He comes to attack us and to take our witness and take our testimony, but we have to stand strong and confident and the word of God. Once again, this is Global Gospel. Tell your friends, your family, your neighbors to listen in. Tune in. www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Continue to listen to this song, Just Your Name Alone, and we'll be right back. We will have a special guest calling in just a few minutes. A special guest, and today's our topic is receiving the mantle.
Bye.
Amen. Just your name alone. Thank God today for the name of Jesus, for there is power in the name of Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men might be saved other than the name of Jesus. His name is above every name. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. So we thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation. Thank God for Jesus who opened up the way. Thank God for Jesus who leadeth me each day. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Once again, this is Global Gospel Block Talk Radio. We want you to, if you need to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. If you need to call and leave us a message, you can call us at 516-481-3187. If you need to send us something, you can you can reach us, P.O. Box 5331, Hempstead, New York, zip 11550. Later in, we'll open up the lines for you to call in. You can call us at 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. As I said, we'll have a special guest calling in a few minutes. You're listening to Global Gospel. Our topic today is receiving the mantle. And as before our guest calls in, I just want to read this particular passage of scripture that alludes to the mantle, not necessarily naturally, but a spiritual thing, and could be found in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19. It says, "So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee.' And he said unto him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to thee?' And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them, and bore their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him." And this is probably one of the most popular stories in the Bible of the Old Testament, is that of Elijah and Elisha and the passing of the mantle, certainly being anointed. And certainly we all, as unbelievers and believers, have a responsibility to God. If you are a believer, we have a responsibility to continue to take the message of Jesus Christ everywhere that we go. And as an unbeliever, we have the responsibility to confess with our mouth and believe with our heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Kim Burrell, "There's a Message in My Heart." We'll be right back with our guest.
With you, and I know that it's the will of our Father that we totally trust Him. So in spite of circumstances, keep on lifting Him up. Victory. causes him to. So then, at all times, must you be bound, blessing him. Now when the enemy comes, tell the Lord thank you. When things begin to look a little bad, that this too, yes, this too, it's going to pass. Oh, in God's own time will our change come. So until then, we'll thank Him again and again. There's a
blessing. Okay, we're back. This is Global Gospel, and our guest is here in studio. Guest, are you there?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello? Hey, praise
yes,
the Lord.
Yes, we hear you.
Praise
all right,
the Lord.
Cool. God bless you on this afternoon. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, man, this is Pastor Terrence Floyd, senior pastor at House of Blessings Christian Fellowship in Baldwin, New York. Great deal.
Hey, man,
thank
God. Thank God we have Pastor Terrence Floyd. So let those in the area know that he is live in studio. Pastor Terrence Floyd from the House of Blessings in Baldwin, New York. So, Pastor Floyd, good to be here, have you here with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What was your first encounter with God, with ministry, with church? How did you start out?
All right. Well, I've been in church. Let me say I'm 38. I'll be 39 this year. I've been in church. So 38 years and 9 months. I've been in church all my life. So, you know, church is nothing new for me, or being around the whole atmosphere of church is nothing new. But for me, the change came, I would say, about 21 years ago, you know, at a youth service in Nyack. I was at a youth conference in Nyack, New York, at St. John's Deliverance Church. And that moment, you know, finally, you know, I came to the conclusion, made the decision, and gave my life to the Lord. But, you know, like I said, I've been in church all my life, so it's nothing new. I played, you know, the instruments, started out on the drums. I started playing drums when I was 7 years old.
Wow.
And then moved to the piano probably when I was about 16 or so, 15, 16. And, you know, it's just been a part of my life. You know, my father played the piano as well, and had cousins that played instruments, so you know it came kind of natural. It seemed like it was the perfect role to follow because that's what I've seen, you know, emulated in front of me. So, you know, I had no other choice. I had to be in church. So,
right, that makes a difference in your life when you don't have a choice. So, you know, like you said, it was surrounded by you, but you know, sometimes we do have an option. We can go do something else, but you know, it's always something pulling at you like, this is where I know I'm supposed to be. I guess you would agree with that, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I always felt like, you know, being around church definitely impacted my life in a good way. You know, I made mistakes as a young man, and, you know, even as a, you know, being older, even still today, you know, still make mistakes. But one thing that I never ran away from God, and I believe the scripture is true: train them a child in the way that they'll go, so when they're older they won't depart from it. And it was always, you know, put in my heart, not just by my parents, but also, you know, grandparents, aunts and uncles, you know, my family, very close family, you know, they even
right.
had a gospel singing group. So it was always, you know, something that we were a part of. And, you know, even when I was old enough to make my own decisions, you know, or to say, hey, I don't want to go to church today, you know, it was still a part of me to go, because that was something that was always in my heart. So.
Right. And so you said, like, you know, your family was in ministry, your parents were in ministry. How did that make you feel? Did you feel like you had to carry a an extra burden, or did you feel like it was more responsibility placed on you because of that than the average individual?
When I was younger, no, I didn't feel that way. I wouldn't say I didn't like it too much, but I felt like I had to compete a little bit with church,
mm-hmm.
with my parents. You know, growing up, you know, you want your parents around. You want them around for certain things. And a lot of times, you know, it was, oh, no, we got church tonight. And, my parents, you know, they love the Lord, serve the Lord with all their hearts. They're great, great parents. I'm not taking anything away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as feeling responsibility to carry on, be honest with you, this wasn't something that I wanted to do. Wasn't a pastor in a church and leading that. Definitely wasn't on my list. And I wanted to be a professional football player. And that was, that's what I wanted to do. And a
lot more money,
you know,
and prestige involved in that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what? You know, at the end of the day, you know, it. You know, as we're talking today, you know, it didn't work out that way. And things happen. I believe things happen just the way God wanted them to happen. So no matter what stories we write for our lives, you know, we know that at the end of the day, God has the final say, and we just got to, you know, trust his process and go along, you know, for the ride, man. And so, yeah, I really didn't feel like it was something that I definitely didn't want to do, you know. And I've heard stories of some of my contemporaries, you know, talking about how they, you know, they felt it as a young person, and you know, they always wanted to be a preacher, and, you know, it really wasn't my story that I always wanted to be a preacher. Or so, you know, feeling that need, or feeling like I had to follow in their footsteps, or had a heavier load to carry. I didn't take it that way.
Right. I understand. So, you know, now you're in ministry now. And now, as you said, pastoring. How long have you been pastoring now?
This April, we celebrate 7 years of pastoralship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. I took over the ministry from my father. The church was started 17 years ago.
Okay.
We served in another church for years, and we were there, and my parents served faithfully for years, and not until 17 years ago, they started House of Blessings in the basement of their home, of their house. And my mother passed away eight and a half years ago, and from that point, that's when the transition. My father retired, and he since moved away, and I took over as pastor in the church, which is kind of crazy, because it's not something that I wasn't groomed for it. You know, I knew how to play the piano, I knew how to play the drums, but as far as pastoring, you know, I didn't really have the tools for that. Not that I, you know, in thinking myself, I didn't feel like I had the tools to pastor a church. But 7 years later, here I am, and you know, still learning along the way. Still running into detours and dead ends. But you know what? God has still been good. You know, and I attribute, you know, God keeping me and keeping my family together, because I know people that take on this role as being a pastor, and they don't really know how to, you know, decipher how to handle life, and a lot of other things suffer. But thanks be to God, man. I've been this year, me and my wife will celebrate 14 years of being married, and
wow.
We have three beautiful kids, three beautiful boys. And, you know, God's been faithful. God's been good to us, man. God has blessed us as a young couple. He's opened numerous doors. So, you know, I can say that, you know, one thing I did learn from my parents is how to serve faithfully.
Right.
You know, so it was never about chasing a title. You know, it was never about, you know, being in the front or being in the spotlight. It was always
right.
about just serving God faithfully. So, you know, if anything, that responsibility that I did take from my parents is to follow in their footsteps as far as serving faithfully. You know, not so much, you know, just, you know, build up my legacy, but so much of, you know, serve God with all your heart.
Right. Now, with that said, we do want to congratulate you on 7 years of being in the pastorate and your church being 17 years. And we thank God. I mean, seven is one of those significant numbers, you know, a number of completion, and eight is the new beginning. So, I mean, you've done what many people have not done. Some people start out in ministry and they don't last 7 weeks, 7 days, 7 months. But, you know, one of the biggest tests that I would say in ministry or anything in life is the test of time. And if you can manage to get through certain times and periods in life, then you can make it, because so many people don't have the tenacity to go through things and, you know, they just walk away. We can think of tons of churches, like you said, over the past 7 years that have opened up and closed up. You know, we could think of people that have started out in ministry and they're no longer in ministry. And some people that just started out, they were faithful Christians or what we thought, and now they want nothing to do with God. So we're grateful for your commitment. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about receiving the mantle and how that, now that you've made that transition where you were the son of ministers and pastors, and now you said, you know, you're married, you have a wife, you have children, how that has, the roles have changed around. We'll take a break. Once again, you listen to Global Gospel, and we'll be right back. You can have the whole world, but I'll take Jesus for mine. And that is a decision that we all make as we enter ministry, and is a greater decision that you have made going from ministry to pastoring. And you have to give up a lot of things. Why don't you just shout out your wife, First Lady, your children, Pastor
Right,
Floyd?
Well, no. Like to send a good afternoon shout out to my lovely wife Katiana, and to my sons. They're actually listening: Terrence Jr., Trenton, and Tennyson. And my family is my number one cheerleaders, and you know, they're my biggest support. You know, a lot of days when things are rough, man, those are the ones that put a smile on my face.
That's a blessing. So now you have a busy schedule. You work. You have a wife. You have 3 children. You have a church. Anybody from church you want to shout out?
Just whoever's listening.
Okay.
I don't know exactly who's on, but whoever's listening from HOB, you know, shout out to you, and see you tomorrow on time.
I'm sure they'll let you know tomorrow if they were listening in. So now, pastor, husband, father, how do you balance ministry and church? Because there's a lot of people out there that cannot make the balance, and, you know, somebody feels neglected, somebody feels left out. How do you make that balance? And being that you were already in the position that you were the child of parents that were in ministry, so now your children are experiencing the same thing. So you would know some things that you perhaps didn't agree with, not that it was wrong, but just something you didn't agree with, and you might not want to carry out your life the same way. How would you say you make that balance, or what advice would you give to someone else in your same situation?
All right, well, balance is hard. The whole balance of everything. I work for the electric company as well. I'm a bivocational pastor, and I have a full-time job working for PSE&G. I work on the electric power lines. So my job schedule demands me to be there, you know, especially when weather's bad. You know, there's a demand for me to be at work. God has graced me, and he gives me the grace to make it to church and to handle church things, you know, as I need. So I thank God for that. So as far as balancing church and family, I really take my cues from the Bible. When God tells me to love my wife with everything, and love my wife like Christ loves the church and gave himself for it. So if I'm going to sacrifice or give myself to anything first, is my first ministry, which is my family. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a big stickler for that if my family needs me, you know, they take, so my family's not a part of I don't put my family as a part of the balance, you know, I put them as a priority. So, you know, you always hear people talk about God, family, and then, you know, everything else falls in this other categories.
Right.
So when it comes to God, you know, I prioritize God. You know, I put no one before him. You know, he's number one. And then after God, you know, I put my family. And then sometimes I have a hard time balancing me. So if anybody's going to suffer,
don't forget about you.
I'd rather suffer. Yeah, I, you know what? And I'm guilty of that. If anybody's going to suffer, I'm going to suffer, you know, because I don't want, you know, I don't want my family to experience that. And definitely I don't want God to, not that he's going to suffer, but, you know, as being his child, you know, I want to make sure that I take my time for that. So as far as balance, I don't balance my family and church. You know, I prioritize my family. I love the church. I love the people that
right.
we serve and the people that are there. But if my family needs me, you know, I'm going to definitely take care of them. Prime example, over this last October, last football season, my
okay.
middle son played football, and I was the head coach of the team. And, of course, they play on Sundays. So I made it work because it's something that he wants to do, something that he loves. So because that is something that he wants to do. And you know what? It's not something that I made him do. You know,
right.
I'm not the type of dad that, you know, I try to make my kids, you know, do what, you know, what I want them to do. You know, I certainly want them to find their own place and their own identity. But,
right.
You know, I took the coaching spot and I coached. And it was difficult and I made it work. I was able to have other people. Reverend Lamar stepped in. Sundays, a couple of Sundays for me. God bless him, and help
God
me.
God bless
out.
You.
You know, God bless Reverend Lamar, and I appreciate that. And I know I've told you that, and I'll tell you
thank
that.
Thank
you. You know, for the for the airways to hear that. You know, Reverend Lamar is certainly a blessing, and so that's, you know, that's where I come to. I've come to that place. I prioritize. Instead of trying to balance, because if you try to balance, you know, I can only handle but so much. But God tells us if we seek him first, his kingdom and all of his righteousness and everything else will be added. So
right.
I think if I keep God first, make sure I serve my first ministry as being a husband and being a father, because what good would I be to have a booming church but my family's messed up?
Right, right. Which happens.
You know, oh, I got a wonderful youth ministry, but my kids are unhappy.
Right.
So that, you know, that is not what I want to emulate. And then, you know what, if that was the case, that would turn them off from church. And a lot of PKs, you know, they suffered from that because they seen how their parents paid attention to certain things regarding the church and
right.
miss what they were doing. And a lot of PKs have become resentful and not even want to serve God. So, you know, I thank God. Yeah, that's the truth. And that's, you know, it's scary because, you know, the ones that you think would definitely, you know, be there and be a part of it, they don't want nothing to do with it. And that's one thing that, you know, me and my wife, Lady Katiana, you know, we're very particular about that because, you know, I don't want to turn my kids away from God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want them to say, hey, what kind of God would, you know, will busy my dad so much that he can't be a dad to me. I can hear how everybody, you know, exclaims to him for him to be a, you know, exclaim him as being a good pastor. But what about, you know, being a father? So, yeah, balance is hard. I can't really do it. I don't really know how to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
But I prioritize. I do put God first, my family second, and then, you know, everything else, I leave it to God to work out for me.
Right. And I think that's a good point that you have the wisdom to know that where somebody else is telling you to balance, that balance doesn't work for you. You have to prioritize. And basically you bringing up a whole different point of view that you're putting everything in perspective. And I'm sure that comes with trial and error and wisdom. And that's a problem that we all fall into with everything. Could be applied to any aspect of our life, that sometimes what other people tell us to do that works for them may not necessarily work for you. And it can be frustrating if you try to put yourself into that mold, especially in ministry. You know, we have to all know our own calling and abide in our own calling and know that we're not all going to preach alike. We're not all going to sing alike. We're not all going to play the musical instruments alike. But certainly God does give us our own identity. So I thank God for that you raised that issue, that balance doesn't work for you. You have to prioritize, and you put everything in perspective. And obviously something is working because you've been at it for 7 years. And so we thank God. We want to once again congratulate you on the 7 years. We'd like to dedicate this whole show today to the House of Blessings and to Pastor Terrence, First Lady Katiana. And, you know, we thank God for your life, for your ministry. And thank you for pouring into my ministry as well. And we're grateful for you. We pretty much came from the same place.
Yeah.
And life, sometimes I do understand what older people say, how life comes full circle. Because if you live long enough, sometimes you do make some connections that you previously had. And it certainly enriches all of our lives. We're going to take a break, and then you'll come back with your final words, conclusion of the whole matter. The song says, "What shall I render?" If anyone wants to call in and talk to Pastor Terrence Floyd, you can call in at 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Please like us on Facebook, Global Gospel. Shout us out. Let us know that you are listening today to Global Gospel. We'll be right back.
Unto God for all his blessings, what
I believe we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Who's calling?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, this is Taylor Harrison. I know you, Lamar. You remember me? I used to play drums with your brother, Marlon.
Okay, and, God bless you.
Bishop Watkins Church, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
Well, we thank you for calling in. And where you are calling us from?
Well, as you know, I used to live in New York. I transitioned and moved out of New York to Somerville, South Carolina. Been living down
okay.
here going on 2 years.
All right. Thank you for calling from South Kakalaki, as they say.
God bless you, brother.
How's the weather down there?
Oh, 81 degrees.
All right. We're on our way to that. We're not there yet. But thank you, Brother Taylor, for calling in.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. All right, we have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
Stop.
This is Erica McAllister. I am one of the members of House of Blessing. I just called in to say how proud I am of my pastor and how he is doing a great job, him and First Lady, and that how he cares for his members and the people in the community. And I just wanted to give him a shout out.
God bless
you, Sister
Erica. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for calling in. And we know that that is one of your faithful members.
Yes, it is. Sister Erica, you know, holds us down. She serves in every capacity, you know, any capacity that we need her. I think she'll even try to play one of the instruments if she could.
No. Lord, I couldn't even do that.
But
y'all have to figure that out in rehearsal first.
Yeah.
But it is a pleasure serving you and serving with the members in the church. I wouldn't want to go to any other place. So I am proud to be a member of House of Blessings. And I got to get back to work. So I'll talk to you later.
Get back to work.
Sister Erica.
God bless you. All right. So, well, we thank God for all those that have called in just to shout out Global Gospel, to shout out Pastor Floyd, to shout out House of Blessing. You can call us 619-924-0800. Pastor Floyd, before I forget, how about you give everyone your service time and your address for those that might not have a place to worship on tomorrow? We know that House of Blessing is a good place to be because there's good leadership going on there. The word is being preached. Tell us where they can find you tomorrow morning.
All right, tomorrow morning we start service at we have morning prayer at 10:15, and our morning worship begins at 10:30. Our address is 685 Brooklyn Avenue in Baldwin, New York, 11510. But yeah, we're there every Sunday morning. We'd love to see you. If you have nowhere else to worship, you want to come visit, please stop by. Again, 10:15 for prayer, 10:30 service time, 10:30 a.m. service starts. And, you know, we have a great time in the Lord.
So we do encourage you all to stop by there on tomorrow if you are free. And tell the listeners who they're listening to, Pastor Floyd.
This is Pastor Terrence, and you are listening to Global Gospel.
Amen. We thank God for you, Pastor Terrence. Would you like to have any final remarks before you close us out in prayer?
Certainly.
Anything you'd like to say?
I just want to encourage the listeners, if there's any pastor kids or any pastors out there, I just want to encourage you to just keep pushing. Understand that, you know, you'll hit rough spots and you'll hit, you know, hills that seem insurmountable, but just keep going forward, man. Just keep, you know, doing what God calls you to do. and he rewards your faithfulness. And that's one thing that I learned. One thing that I am consistent with is being faithful to God, being faithful to what he called me to. You know, it, not every day was a good day, but, you know, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, you know, just keep seeking God, keep serving God, you know, and, you know, God's going to, he'll do the rest. So my, you know, just stay encouraged, stay inspired, you know, and just let's just keep going forward.
Amen. And I certainly, once again, I thank you for being in studio with us today. And it's another point that you brought out earlier on in the show. And I read the passage of scripture earlier about Elijah and Elisha. And you said something that was very important, that you didn't, you weren't one of those people that, oh, I want to be a preacher, I want to be a pastor. And one of the important things that people need to know about receiving a mantle is it is not something that you always ask for. Sometimes it just falls in place because you're there at the right place at the right time, and certainly, but God anoints you to do whatever task or to carry out the whatever assignment there is for you to carry out. So you don't have to ask to be anything in life. If it's for you to be, God will make a way for you to be that. And we see so many overnight wonders because people want to be this and they want to be that, but God has not called them. He's not, has not ordained them. They have not been anointed. They haven't been connected to anybody. And a pastor told me one time, he said, you have to, you know, stick close to your leader because you never know when that mantle is going to fall. It could be something that's said. It could be something that's done. It could happen at any time, ready or not. So we thank God for you sharing today with the listening audience about receiving the mantle. And before you go, we just want you to take us to the throne of grace. Pray for all those that are listening and your church. Everybody just want to close us out in prayer.
All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and grateful for this time, God, to discuss the heaviness of carrying the mantle. And I pray, God, for every listener, God, that you will touch their hearts and their minds. God, that you will help us, oh God, to be faithful. Lord God, faithful to what you have called us to, Lord, because you are, Lord God, looking for us to produce and looking for us to go forth and to work while it's day, because the night comes when no man can work. So, God, I pray for every listener on today. I pray, Lord, for those that called in, Lord, to encourage us, to those, God, that that are listening, and God, that you would touch their hearts and their minds. Father God, bless them, open doors for them, make ways for them, God. And God, we pray even for the host. We pray for Reverend Lamar, God, that you'll continue, Lord, to open doors and to make ways for him. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for we despise not the day of small beginnings, but we believe, God, that if we're faithful over this, God, that you'll make room for much more. And we'll give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you once again, Pastor Terrence Floyd from the House of Blessings in Baldwin, New York. And certainly stop by tomorrow and pay him and First Lady Floyd a visit. And they will be there tomorrow and every Sunday if you're in the area. Thank you again, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, this is Global Gospel. You can still listen in www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. You can still continue listening. We'll be on for another 15 minutes. This is Global Gospel. We've talked today about receiving the mantle, and we just want everyone to know that, as we said before, you don't have to ask for God to do anything, but if you be faithful, God will do things. He will move in your life. And know today that God has chosen you to do a great work.
He chose me. Out of all that he could have, you are.
Real Twins. He chose me. Classic gospel music. Know that God chose you on today. Know that he that has begun a good work in you is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Know that God has called you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. For he said, he told the prophet before I formed you in the womb that he had called us and or called them and ordained them a prophet unto the nation. So God isn't doing anything new. God already spoke into existence what he's going to do, and certainly we have to heed to his command and follow his word. And as it's been said many years ago, that the word of God will drive you or draw you, and certainly we want to be drawn closer and closer to the Lord in a day and a time like this, when the devil is running loose and he's running rampant, and there's no place safe unless you're covered by the blood of Jesus. When you're at home, you must be covered. When you're driving in your car, you must be covered. At work, at church, you have to be covered by the blood of Jesus. That's your only safety. That's your only security. And as God told Israel, when he see the blood, that the death angel would pass over them. So we have to make sure that our houses, our earthly houses, are covered by Christ, and that we have Christ dwelling on the inside of us. We want to all receive that mantle and receive what God has for you. And he told us that greater works that we would do after the Holy Ghost had came. And certainly the Holy Ghost is here. So we have to apply that to our lives and just draw out, be drawn closer and closer to the Lord. In a day, in an evil time like this, we once again thank you, all our listeners, for calling in. We're coming down to the close of the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you, Brother Taylor, that called from Somerville, South Carolina. Thank you for Sister Erica from House of Blessing. We thank you to all our listeners, those that have called in over the past week, from Washington, D.C., from Florida, from Pennsylvania, from Hempstead, New York. We just thank God for everyone, those in the United States, those that are in Norway that are listening. Once again, you can like us on Facebook at Global Gospel. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And once again, we dedicate this show, entire show, to Pastor Terrence Floyd, First Lady Tatiana Floyd, the House of Blessing. We congratulate him on 7 years as pastor, the church 7 years in existence. Draw me, and I'll come running. I'll come running after you.
Together, God, here in Atlanta. We're here to run up to you, God.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. So Christ is standing at the door knocking. You have to let him in. He isn't going to force his way in, but you have to take heed and hear the voice of the Lord. Once again, this is Global Gospel. We want you to listen in again next week at the 1 o'clock hour from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. tell somebody that we're on live, and you can call us and reach us at the studio, 619-924-0800. Once again, let someone else know that Global Gospel is online live with your host, yours truly, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Once again, we thank our special guest today, Pastor Terrence Floyd from the House of Blessings International Fellowship in Baldwin, New York. Remember, whatever you go through this week, whatever the enemy tries to put in your way, whatever stumbling blocks, whoever gets in your way on the job or in the home or in school or wherever you go, that Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today. And certainly there is none like him. He's the only one that can save your life, that can heal you, that can deliver you and set you free. Once again, you've been listening to Global Gospel. Tune in next week. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Thank you. God bless you. And have a good afternoon. Look to hear from us again next week at the same time. If the gospel be hid, it is only hid to them that are lost. God bless you.
Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of the old past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that Jesus think the sun won't die. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything he promised, he would do it for you. That's the reason I say,
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Above him there's no other. Right now.